With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is March 21st. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we were up a little bit, and then we had existing home sales come in, and they were lower than expected. And now the market's down just a little bit. The Dow is down 13, almost 14, 25 now, 17,577 is where we are on this Monday on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500, meanwhile, is down a couple of points. It's at 2,047. The NASDAQ is up 3 points. The NASDAQ is up at 4,798. It was at 4,800 here just a few minutes ago. Another little milestone here in the comeback of the NASDAQ. Crude oil, I show it up a half a percent right now, $41.36. And, of course, we've had quite a rally recently in crude oil, and that has really helped the market. You know, the market and oil have been moving in lockstep with one another. And those rising oil prices, while it may be causing you a little bit more pain at the pump, it's helping your 401k right now, $41.36 on crude oil. Gold is down 0.7%. Gold is at 1,245. Remember how long it hung out in that 1,100 area? Well, it's moved up quite a bit. Best move I've seen in quite some time, in several years, really, in gold. Currently at 1,245. And the 10-year yield right now, with all the activity or non-activity going on by the Fed, the 10-year sits at 1.92%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We begin another week. It's another election week. Tomorrow, Tuesday, elections in Utah and elections in Arizona, and I believe also Democratic elections in Idaho. And I want to say the Virgin Islands are voting also tomorrow. Right now, Goldman Sachs is saying that Trump will win the nomination. That's what they're predicting. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs is being probed for rigging U.S. Treasury prices. So I don't know. As Goldman Sachs, they haven't been right too much over the years, but they say Trump is going to win the nomination. Priceline is now booking hotel rooms in Cuba. You know, I'd like to see some of the reviews on TripAdvisor, on whether or not the showers work and the plumbing works and the heat works or the air conditioning works and this kind of thing. But Cuba will now be booking rooms Priceline will now be booking rooms in Cuba. And of course, I don't know if the Obamas booked their room through Priceline. I kind of doubt it, but they are there now. And meanwhile, Western Union is jumping into the Cuban market, so people can Western Union money back and forth between us and the big island of Cuba. Today's a big day for Apple. You know what? These big days at Apple just are not met with the fanfare that they used to be. Not even close. Apple is expected to introduce a new version of its iPhone today. That's right. You think they're camping out? Do you think they camped out all weekend? You know, nothing lasts forever. And that fervor that was Beatlemania or Apple mania or iPhone mania has certainly died down quite a bit. I'm pretty happy with the phone I have. But nevertheless, Apple will have an event today in Cupertino, and they'll be rolling out a new version of the iPhone. Meanwhile, the stock has improved quite a bit here recently. Apple hit a low recently of Oh, let's see. It got cleared down to $92.69, and it's back to 106. It's up about 0.6% today on the news on the in the anticipation of Apple's event today. I currently do not own any Apple stock. I've owned it in the past and done well with it. It was in my book, Best Stocks Now in 2011. I said it would double from there, and it did. What else do we have going on today on this Monday? Fed's Lacker. He is one of the governors. He says, I would expect to see headline inflation move significantly higher in the U.S. In fact, he says inflation has been held down by falling oil prices. Yeah, that was until recently. And a rising dollar. That's what kept inflation down. And now what's happening this year? Just the opposite. In fact, that was the main subject of my newsletter over the weekend. The title of the newsletter was Dollar Drops, Commodities Rally. How long can this last? And you know that commodities have not rallied in several years, and the dollar has not dropped in a long, long time. This is a new trend developing here, and it's been developing, well, for about the last 8 weeks or so. And you just wonder what's going to happen to inflation. If inflation was being held down by a strong dollar and falling oil prices, now we've got just the opposite. Is inflation a threat once again? Well, gold seems to think so, doesn't it? The dollar seems to think so also. We've had a sell-off here in the dollar recently. Meanwhile, Shanghai hits a two-month high. Of course, that falling dollar is also helping the emerging markets. And in the newsletter over the weekend, I showed the chart of the dollar. And then I showed charts of everything that is celebrating and benefiting from a falling dollar. How important is that? If you didn't get the newsletter, just read about the first 5 pages and look at the pictures. That's all you got to do is look at the pictures. I send out the newsletter every Saturday. This week it'll probably be on Friday, seeing how Friday's a holiday. You can go to my website at gundersoncapital.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter. Okay, what else? GM, meanwhile, over in China, it's hitting a two-month high. GM is outlining aggressive plans in China. You know, China sells, or GM sells more cars to China than they sell to the U.S. And I've often said recently that there is a wild card with a Donald Trump candidacy here, or if he were to win the nomination or become the president. He has rattled his saber many, many times at many countries around the world. And let's not forget that we do a lot of business in these countries, and they can retaliate against us too. They can say, okay, all those ships coming to China with those GM cars, no more. You're stopped at the port. We're not going to unload your GM cars. So it goes both ways on these on this saber rattling. Something to think about. We also have Sherwin-Williams is buying Valspar. Okay, Sherwin-Williams. I've bought plenty of Sherwin-Williams products over the years. They're buying Valspar. Sherwin-Williams, I think, needs to get a global footprint. Their logo, isn't it? Cover the world with Sherwin. Well, 90% of their sales are in the U.S. Now they'll be able to cover the world a little bit better with their purchase of Valspar. Argus upgrades Tesla to a buy. I thought I'd throw that in. You know, a lot of Tesla fans out there, a lot of Tesla. Tesla got cleared down to 141 in February of this year. Have you noticed the move in Tesla from 141 all the way back to 235? That's about a 40% move in Tesla in the last 5 weeks or so. And lastly, existing home sales. Do you drive your neighborhood? Do you see for sale signs? You know, I've noticed recently in my neighborhood, I live in a pretty hot neighborhood for home sales. When something goes up, if it's priced right, it's usually gobbled up. They're either not pricing them right these days or there's more inventory than normal. I see a lot of the for sale signs being a little bit stubborn here recently, not really moving like they were. I don't know what it is, but that is borne out here by the existing home sale numbers today, which dropped from last month's 5.47 million to this month just 5.08 million. That came in worse than expected, and the market did take a decidedly negative dip after those existing home sales came in. Well, today we're going to take a look at the big picture of the market. We've seen a new phenomenon. The dollar's been dropping, commodities have been rising. What does this mean for your portfolio, and where are the opportunities right now? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're talking a little bit about the big picture of the market these days and where the opportunity is. And I've been saying that for the first time about a couple years, maybe 18 months, we're finally seeing a pretty decent trend here that is developing that's a lot different from the trends that we've had here. We've had a lot of false starts in various areas of the market over the last 18 months, and none of them just really followed through. And finally, it seems like we have a pretty good playable trend here in the market, and it's being driven by a couple of major factors. What are those major factors? Those major factors are the Fed. You cannot fight the Fed. Just like you cannot fight the Fed when they're cutting rates or keeping rates at zero. Look at what became of the bears, or the perma bears over the last several years who fought the Fed. The market has gone on a 7-year bull run. And I've read some statistics that say that 93% of that run in the bull has been driven by the Fed. And just like you can't fight the Fed when they're cutting rates, you also can't fight the Fed when they start to tighten. And they started to tighten. They started to warn of tightening last year, and you saw the dollar rise and rise and rise, and multinationals and commodities continue to get just pasted. And then all of a sudden, the Fed turned around on a dime earlier this year and then reiterated it again last week that, you know what, we're going to kind of turn back into our dovish selves that we've been for the last several years. And that has really rocked the markets to the upside here. Another big factor has been the U.S. dollar, which is a big driver of the markets. And I've been saying for a long time that I think the most important chart you can watch this year is the U.S. dollar. And be looking for those things that run counter, those things that do well in a falling dollar environment. And all of a sudden, over the last 4 weeks, they've really started to bloom and come alive after about 3 years of being dormant. Just like springtime, all of a sudden those green shoots showing up. And it's happening in areas of the market that benefit from a falling dollar. And today you had a Fed governor say, you know what, I can think we're going to continue to see inflation heating up a little bit here because we have just the opposite of what we had last year. Last year we had falling oil prices and a rising dollar. This year we have a falling dollar and rising oil prices. Doesn't that turn everything upside down on its head? Absolutely it does. And I believe that one has to adjust their portfolio accordingly. It's a totally different environment in 2016 than it was in 2015. We came ever so close to a bear market in January of this year. It looked like we were not going to make it to the March anniversary, the 7-year anniversary of the bull that began back in 2009. We saw the small cap index dip into bear territory. At the beginning of this year, we saw the mid-cap index dip into bear territory. We saw the emerging markets in bear territory. We saw China in bear territory. We saw Latin America in double bear territory. And then everything turned around and did a 180, complete turnaround, a complete about-face, and the market has remained in that trend ever since. And this looks like maybe a trend that can continue for a while. Now, you say, well, why doesn't the Fed just leave interest rates at zero? That seems to have been pretty good for the economy. It's kept us growing, although at a very low pace, about 2.5%. But at least we've been growing. It's kept us out of recession. And this zero interest rate policy has also been pretty good for the stock market. What's wrong with keeping interest rates where they are? Well, let's look at that just for a minute. You know, if you're a home buyer, you're saying, hey, let's just keep those rates low. If you've got an adjustable loan, you're saying, let's just keep those rates low. If you're a saver, on the other hand, you're hoping for some higher interest rates so you can earn a little bit more interest off your savings at the bank, off your CDs. There's nothing like the 16% we were getting back in the 70s. Now, savers are getting about 1%. And let's not forget that at some point in time, another recession in the U.S. is inevitable. Generally speaking, when a recession hits, the Fed is able to lower rates in order to keep us from going into a depression or to help to get the economy stoked again. Now, we've been in an expansionary phase here for almost 7 years. What's the Fed going to do when we start to go into another recession? They really don't have any bullets in their gun, do they? They have one bullet in their gun. They can take back that rate hike that they gave us in December, but, you know, they're way behind the curve. And if we head into another recession, which we will, we're going to be in trouble. And like I said, low interest rates have a devastating impact on retirees and savers in general. It makes them more dependent on government programs. Low rates, what happened in 2007 and 2008? We had a housing bubble because of low rates. It increases the demand. More people are able to qualify for those loans. And I've seen housing prices in my neck of the woods here in San Diego really get hot once again. My son was a beneficiary of that. He recently sold his home for a tidy profit that he only held the home for about 2 years or something like that. And he's getting a new home with an interest rate of like 3.5%. You know, these millennials, they don't know what it's like. We grew up with 7, 8, 9% rates. They think 3 is normal. So we could very well have another housing bubble if these rates remain low, which it looks like they're going to continue to remain low. Low rates also encourage governments to continue to borrow and spend. Heck, when they can go out and borrow money, selling U.S. Treasuries at 1.9%, they continue to go on a spending spree. But the real problem comes when the market eventually takes rates higher. And just servicing the debt alone becomes very difficult for heavily indebted countries. Last time I looked, we have $19 trillion in debt. And increased government spending holds down GDP growth. Do you know that we've been growing our economy by about 2% per year over the last few years? Entitlements, on the other hand, have been growing much faster than that. We need 4 to 5% growth just to keep up with the entitlements. And you can see what happened in Greece when their GDP didn't keep up with their entitlements. But the biggest threat to all of keeping our rates low is to our currency. Inflation becomes a major threat. If not checked, it could take a bushel of dollars to buy a bushel of wheat at some point in time. Meanwhile, it creates opportunity for investors in the market, which we'll talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking a little bit about the topsy-turvy action in the market, the 180 that the market did. The first 6 weeks of this year, it was the worst January in the history of the market. And then the last 4 weeks have been pretty good here because we've had a complete change, a complete shift in stance by our Fed, led by Miss Yellen. And that has turned the market upside down from where it was. That which was favorable is now unfavorable, and that which was unfavorable is now favorable. What's unfavorable now that was favorable? The U.S. dollar. That's the chart that I led off my newsletter last week with, the U.S. dollar. You wouldn't think that the buck, I have a few in my wallet left, not many after a weekend. I usually blow my paycheck over the weekend. I just kidding. But, you know, those bucks, they do fluctuate, by the way. You think that it's worth a buck, that your buck that was a buck a month ago is worth a buck today. Not true. The U.S. dollar fluctuates on a daily basis just like a stock. And the U.S. dollar, which went on a tear, an absolute tear, one of the strongest moves I've seen in a long time, from July of 2014 to about May of last year, the U.S. dollar shot almost straight up. That made for a very, very difficult stock market. And we also saw commodity prices plunge. And that big drop in oil brought down the earnings of the S&P 500 by about $8 per share last year, which had a big impact on the S&P 500. And this year, I think maybe $10 per share, somewhere in there. And more than likely another $5 per share in ancillary companies that kind of depend upon the energy boom that we had here in America. And now we've got just the opposite. The dollar is coming down. It's kind of at its support level right now. Be kind of interesting to see what it does this week, whether or not it holds support. If it breaks that support level, then a lot of things are going to break out to the upside. It's looking to me like the dollar is going to remain weak for a while. That creates opportunity. And there's a lot of oil analysts out there saying that, for the most part, it looks like oil prices have finally bottomed. That creates opportunity out there. So I showed some counter moves in my newsletter over the weekend of those things that benefit from a weak dollar, a suddenly weakening dollar. The first chart I showed was a chart with the symbol crop. Crop. What do you think that is? It's anything related to agriculture. Agriculture, crop. It's breaking out to new highs. Crop is commodities. It's hard assets breaking out to new highs while the dollar breaks down. And the beleaguered steel industry. I showed a chart of the steel ETF. Yes, you probably didn't know. There's a hard metal, a heavy metal ETF with the symbol SLX. It's the steel ETF. I can remember when that was one of the hottest ETFs in the land. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. And lately, it's been one of the worst ETFs in the land. It's been getting clobbered, hitting new lows as recently as 3 weeks ago. Now it's gone from new lows to a sudden turnaround, a 180, and it's moving higher as the dollar moves lower. I showed an individual steel stock, Nucor, N-U-E, which not too long ago was an extremely weak stock. And now all of a sudden it's got a relative strength of 88, and it's a fairly strong stock. In my app every day, it ranks the sectors of the market. And by far, the worst sector in the market over the last several years has been XME. XME is the metals and mining index. Oh, look at that thing. It went from $60 a share clear down to $11 a share over the last several years. And it's been an area that I've told investors to avoid. Well, guess what? It's a beneficiary. It makes a counter move to the dollar. And now it's become one of the strongest ETFs in the land. It now has a relative strength of 90. I think the relative strength was down around double single digits, 7 or 8, not too long ago. And now it has a relative strength of 90. And I showed a chart of the metals and mining index in my newsletter over the weekend. And then I showed a few examples of components that are inside of that index, like FCX, Freeport-McMoRan. Freeport-McMoRan hit $3.52 in January of this year. At one time, it was $60, all the way down to $3.52. Now, Freeport-McMoRan has a relative strength of 89 on a scale of 1 to 99. It's made a sudden turnaround. And let's not forget the junior silver miners, an area of the market that I've avoided like the plague for quite some time, several years. All of a sudden, I own. I've had it for a little while here. The ETF that owns the junior silver miners. It's an index. It has a relative strength of 98 all of a sudden. Which points out another subject that I've talked about many times here on the show is cycles in the market. Things go from the bottom of the wheel to the top of the wheel. And other things go from the top of the wheel to the bottom of the wheel. And round it goes in these cycles. This cycle in commodities has been about a 4-year cycle. I can remember when commodities were at the top of the wheel. And then for several years, I've been saying if you avoid anything in the market at all, it's natural resources and commodities. But at the same time, I said at some point in time, they'll hit bottom. They'll start to rise and they'll start moving up towards the top of the wheel once again. And that's what's happening right now. Let's not forget the gold miners. The stocks that were forgot about, you know, the Barrick Golds and the Newmont Minings and the many other publicly traded, Agnico Eagle, many other publicly traded gold stocks. They've gone from the worst to all of a sudden the best. Barrick Gold now has a relative strength of 99. It's one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. And it has to do with a falling dollar. That's why I've been saying for quite some time that I think the most important chart to watch this year will be the dollar. And then there's oil. Oil got cleared down to $26 per barrel. Now it's back up to $40 per barrel. And they're thinking that a bottom has been put in. And all of a sudden we've gone from a red market. Oh man, was it red. In January, at the end of January, Latin America was already down 20% for the year in just four short weeks. China was down about 20% for the year. The U.S. was down 10 or 11% for the year. Oil was hitting new lows at $26 per barrel. Gold was showing no signs of relief from its 3 or 4 year bear market. And then most everything went from red to green. And I think that the Fed is a little bit different Fed these days than the Fed that I'm used to. I remember when the Fed just reacted to the economy. They kind of had on blinders and didn't really look at what the rest of the world, the stock market was doing or what commodities were doing or what Europe was doing or what Latin America was doing. I think now that they take that into account. It's pretty obvious to me because the economic data would continue to lead the Fed to a decision that we need to start moving back to normal real quickly or we're going to have consequences from us remaining so low for so long. I went over those consequences in the second quarter of the show. But instead, they're looking at the world, and I think they're also a little political here, saying, hey, let's not rock the boat in an election year. Let's keep the economy going. And they've given in to pressure or whatever, political correctness, whatever, and decided to leave rates alone for now. And that's creating opportunity. I just went through a whole lot of it, didn't I? We'll be back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, so far we've gone over some of the news out there today in the market. We'll see whether or not Apple can excite the troops and the fans once again. You know, I highly doubt it. It just doesn't seem like there's that same fervor, that Beatlemania existing in those new Apple products, and you've seen it in the performance of the stock over the last couple of years. But they will introduce a new version of the iPhone today. I found it interesting that the Fed's lacker, one of the governors, said, "I would expect to see headline inflation move significantly higher." He also said that inflation has been held down by a falling oil and a rising dollar. And we've just talked over the last 30 minutes about how we have just the opposite of that right now and what that means for your portfolio. We're seeing three-year trends turn around. We're seeing some of the worst trends become some of the best trends now. We're seeing some of the best trends become some of the worst trends. And that happens in the market. It's part of these cycles. That's one of the goals of my newsletter every week and my show every day, is to point out these various cycles to you. We like to catch these cycles early because that's where there's maximum opportunity. We've watched the charts of the market here in the first month. We have not fallen into a bear market. You know, a couple of indexes did for a few days. The NASDAQ moved into bear territory for about a day or two, and it snapped right out of it. The small cap index entered into bear territory in January, late January, snapped right out of it, and so did the mid cap index. And I show the technicals of the market each week in my newsletter, and I try to make it real easy. You can all understand what a line means. A line in the sand, here's the line in the sand. As long as it remains above that line, we want to continue investing in this current trend. And I once again showed those lines in the sand over the weekend for the NASDAQ, the Dow, the S&P 500, the small cap stocks, the emerging markets, gold, Europe, Latin America, etc. Again, you can take a gander at my newsletter. I put about 16 hours into it again this past weekend. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And, of course, I manage money in tune with the newsletter. It's what you see is what you get there for the most part. All right, now let's get to the bottom line of the market. I've been bullish since March of 2009. I grew the most cautious that I have during this entire seven-year bull during the month of January. I took defensive action. I raised a lot of cash. And I even went as high as about 15% of my portfolio in inverse hedges. And I've decreased those considerably over the last several weeks because we had the 180 turnaround by the Fed, which led to a dropping dollar, which led to rising commodity prices, which led to a rising market. And we were saved by the bell. Only this time we were saved by the Fed from going into maybe a bear market. We came ever so close. And we did make it to the 7-year anniversary of the bull market. And I remain on the bullish side of the investment newsletter writers, as I have for the last 7 years, despite growing cautious a few times along the way. That's the good news. The bad news is earnings estimates for 2016 have come down considerably from where they once were. We once had earnings estimates for this year of about $137 per share. That was maybe 4 or 5 months ago. But oil continued to drop. And the dollar continued to rise. And week by week, earnings estimates for 2016 continued to fall. And I'm talking about aggregate estimates for the entire S&P 500. And when it's all said and done, as we look at earnings estimates today, they've come all the way down from $137 per share. My current number is $121 per share. And the target price for the S&P 500, the value of the S&P 500, has also dropped precipitously since that drop in earnings started happening, expectations for this year. And if we come in at about 121 this year, that's where the estimates are right now, that would compare with 117, 118, right in that area for last year. You can see that the growth in S&P 500 earnings has really come to a screeching halt here. We're looking for just a little bit of growth this year. And when we look at the S&P 500 and we take those earnings estimates of $121 per share, what kind of multiple are we going to use to come up with the target price for this year? Well, I'm using a multiple of 17, which is a little bit on the high side historically, but we have historically low interest rates, which makes stocks that much more desirable. I have a target price on the S&P 500 this year of 2060. And guess what? We're just about there right now. That gives the market a 0.5% upside potential. That's the bad news. The good news is the S&P 500 has a lot of neighborhoods in it. And there's some very, very good neighborhoods in the market right now. The question is, are you in those neighborhoods? Are you still in the neighborhoods? I remember people back in 2015 that remained, or 2014, that remained in the energy neighborhood. It was time to get out of the energy neighborhood, but they didn't. Either their advisor or their broker was asleep at the wheel, and before they knew it, they had 60-70% losses in a lot of their energy holdings. When a neighborhood starts to get bad, you got to move out. And when another neighborhood starts to rise up in the ranks and start to move, there's opportunity there. This is the biggest sector rotation, the biggest shift that I've seen in the market in the last couple of years. It's made it very difficult for the last, let's call it 18 months, to make any money in the market because there really were not any trends that were playable or lasted for any period of time. But finally, I'm seeing some very, very playable trends here in 2016. Hey, if you'd like to play along, or if you would like to have us look at your portfolio, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.